Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yom Daf Gimel. We're starting Beis Amud Beis about 9 lines up from the bottom with the words of Yosef ben Chanina Omar, and our school staff it's on Beis Amud Beis about 2 lines up from the bottom. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabasim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. The past half and a half we're discussing the din of Prisha of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur is learned from the Miluim. The 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan where the din of Prisha had to happen. Aaron had to be separated from his house for 7 days. Now we're going to be discussing the Miluim more at length. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Omar he tells us Asir Seifo Mechasaim Ma'ak. That's Yusa Eifa, the tenth of an Eifa, which is the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol that's brought every single day in the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. That was also brought on the Miluim. So that's Yusa Eifa and the Mechnasayim, the pants worn by the Kohanim, those from Akiv, they were absolutely necessary. The Miluim could not be done without them. And Matam, what's the source for that? Well, that's because Zeh V'Zeh Asiyah. It says Zeh Karban Aron by Yusa Eifa. It says Zeh HaDavar Asher Tasa Lohem by the Miluim. And it also says Zeh Asher Tasa Lohem by the Mechnasayim. So we have this Gzeir Shava, Zeh Zeh, in between Yusa Eifa and the Miluim. And we also have Zeh Asiyah, as in Zeh Davar Asher Tas Elohem, by the Mechnasayim and Miluim, and that tells us that's Ma'akev. Now, Ruchanina says, it says in the Pasuk, Vasisa Aron Lebanav Kacha, this tells us, Kol Aron Parsha Ma'akev, that anything that's said in the Parsha Miluim that's Ma'akev is absolutely necessary. It's not possible not to have done without it. Meaning, even if it wasn't done, that's not okay. And that's learned from the word Kacha, which means like so, and that tells La'akev, it's actually interesting, in modern day Hebrew, there's an expression, Kacha. Very often when a kid asks the parent if they could or can't do something, and the answer is negative, so the child says, why not? And the parent answers, kacha. That's because. That's just how it is. And in a way that lends to his drasha, kacha, like so, you have to do it like this, and there's no other way around it. Just like what Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Reb Yonason, the pasuk says, zehadavar and zehadavar. What do we learn from here? Afilu kriyasa parsha makeves, that even the reading of the parsha is ma'akev, the drasha is zehadavar, as in zehadibur. This is the dibur. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say the parsha of Miluim over to everyone. Even that's ma'akev. However, now we have a different sheet on Richon says that no, call ma'akev l'doros ma'akev kan, anything that in future generations in the Avodah of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash, that's ma'akev by the Miluim. But v'chol she'en ma'akev l'doros ein ma'akev kan, anything that's not ma'akev later on, it's not going to be ma'akev over here. And ma'aslach, what's an afkamino? Practically, what does that mean? That over here by Miluim, it's not ma'akev? Gimel Ralph on the top, smicha v'shiari damim she'en ma'akev l'doros ein ma'akev kan, leaning on a carbon before shechita and the leftover blood after zrika that's supposed to be poured on the base of Mizbeach, since that's not ma'akev in future generations, that's not done, okay, it's still beseder. So over here as well by the Miluim, it's not Ma'akev. Now we get to another discussion by the Miluim. The first 7 days of the Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron and his sons. The question is, what's the proper order? So Aaron Chaniyah says, Tzitz u'mitznafte shel Aaron koidem levnetin shel banim. The tzitz and the mitznefes of Aaron was before the belt of his sons. We know that regular kaihanim, a kain hedyet, wears 4 garments. That's mechnasayim and ksoinus, pants and a shirt, avnet, which is a belt, and then a mitznefes, which is a hat, and the Kohen Gadol wears that, but another 4 as well. That's a total of 8, and included in that is his mitznefes, a different type of hat, and his tzitz, which is a golden plate worn across his forehead. So according to Reb Chanina, Moshe Rabbeinu first got Aaron completely dressed in all of his big nekuna, and only then he put on the belt of the kids. Now Yehud Beribiyamer, he argues and says that no, the pasuk tells us v'chakarta isam avnet Aaron ubanov, and so it seems to be clear from here, where it says you shall put their avnet on them, Aaron and his sons. Then Aaron got his belt put on first by Moshe Rabbeinu, then Moshe went to the sons and put on their belts, and only then he went back to Aaron and finished the rest of the begadim. Now Marvidi, he tells us that no, hadad ata amar, and here we have a slight gersa change over here, litzivoy, that's only by the command, meaning when the pasuk was written that this is what should be done, that's what's written, together, avol lemitzvah, but in terms of what was actually done in practicality, what does the pasuk say? Vayakriv Moshe's Aaron v'zbanov, and Moshe brought Aaron's sons close, vayirchatz oisam mayim, and he washed them in water. And afterwards, what does the pasuk say? Vayitain all of his akutaines, and he put the kutaines, the tunic, the long shirt on him. And the pasuk continues with discussing only Aaron HaKayin, and that all the clothing was put on him. And only then the pasuk says, Vayakriv Moshe's bnei Aaron, velbishem kutanois. Then Moshe brought the sons of Aaron close, and he put their kutaines on them. So we see that in practice, what actually happened in real time is that Moshe first got Aaron completely dressed with everything, and only then he went to the sons. And on to another discussion regarding the Miluim. Now, the first 7 days of Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu did all the avodah. It was only on the 8th day that Aaron did it. So Amar Rabbi Elazar basically tells us Pashat Hulan. This means that we have a Mesaira, we have a tradition. Shebachalak Lavan Shimesh Moshe B'Kuna Gedayla. That when Moshe was doing all the avodah, when he was acting as the Kohen Gadol Shivas Yemei Miluim, he was wearing a Chalak Lavan, a white shirt or white garment. It wasn't a big day Kahuna. And Amar Rabbi Tachan Bar Yudan, he tells us V'Tani Lo. The Brisa says Kol Shivas Yemei Miluim Hayom Moshe Mishamish B'Kuna Gedayla. All 7 days of Miluim, Moshe was acting as the Kohen Gadol, but V'Loi Sher Shechina Al Yadav. The Shechina did not rest on the Mishkan through him. Once Aaron was dressed in the clothing of Kohen Gadol on the 8th day, and he served, then the Shechina came down because of him. And Matam, what's the source for this? The pasuk says, Ki hayoyim Hashem nir aleichem, for today Hashem will appear to you, and that's referring to the eighth day when Aaron did the avodah. Now, continue to discuss the miluim in regards to something else. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Bai, he asks as follows, Asirus ha'efa, this tenth of an efa, this mincha is brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day, and as we had said, it's split half in the morning, half at night. So what about the eighth day of the miluim when Aaron HaKohen was actually doing the avodah? Heich kreva, how was this mincha brought then? Chetzu kreva, was it brought half-half, like regular? A shlema kreva, was it brought whole? Because since Aaron was doing the avodah that day, maybe it was done differently. Why would that be? Well, in the morning, Aaron couldn't have brought half of it because he wasn't officially nischanich. He wasn't inaugurated yet to be a Kohen Gadol. He first had to bring certain karbanos. These were the karbanos that officially made him the Kohen Gadol, and only then he was able to bring that seir sa'efa. So perhaps it wasn't brought in the morning, and after he became the official Kohen Gadol, after bringing his karbanos, then in the afternoon, he brought the whole asir sa'efa. Maybe that's how it was. And the suggested answer is, from the fact that the pasuk says, Vayave Moshe va'aron el oil ma'ed, that Moshe and Aaron came into the oil ma'ed, meaning Moshe brought Aaron into the oil ma'ed, which is basically the heichel, that's the inside part of the Mishkan, and he did something with him there. Malamed shaloi ba'imoy el olam del ma'isak toiras. That teaches that he only went inside with him to teach him the k'toiras, since now he's the Kohen Gadol and he has to learn how to bring the k'toiras. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought him into the oil ma'ed to teach him how to do the k'toiras. Gimel on Bezan Tab, Adam tells us, Chatzim Kreva, that the first half of the Minchas Chavitin, this Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, was already brought in the morning, because in Tamer Shlema Kreva, if you want to say that it was brought whole and that Aaron brought the entire thing, the entire Mincha in the afternoon, then Nisni Al Maisa Kataris Vel Asir Sa'efa. Then what should really be taught is that Moshe brought Aaron into the oil ma'id to teach him how to do the Kataris and the Asir Sa'efa. And since it didn't say that, it only says that he taught him how to do the Kataris, it must be that the first half of the Asir Sa'efa was already brought in the morning. However, Aaron Tachamar Yudan, he says it's not a Raya. Aren't we talking about the Avodas inside that are done in the oil ma'id? The reason why Moshe had to bring him into the oil ma'id, because that's where the Kataris is done, and he wasn't able to be brought in there until he was officially the Kohen Gadol. And therefore we could say, Kvar Limdai Avodas Shebuchotz, he already taught him all the Avodas that take place outside the oil ma'id, which is basically in the Chatzar, in the courtyard of the Mishkan, and that includes the Minchas Chavitin, which is brought outside, not inside, so we don't have a Raya from here. And we're discussing another aspect, Miluim Ma'hayu, the Karbanos that Aaron brought as part of the Miluim. What were they? Karban Yachad or Karban Sibor? Were they considered a private carbon that was his or a public carbon? And the answer is Madach Sivra. In fact, the pasuk says, Vayismachu Aaron ubanav esideyam al rosh ha'ayil, and Aaron's sons shall rest their hands, or they shall do smicha, they shall lean their hands on the head of the ayil, hada amar carbon yachid. That tells us a carbon yachid, because there is no such a thing as a carbon sibor that requires smicha. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? Vatani carbon sibor. We have a brass that says it's a carbon sibor. And the answer is that no, Amar of Idi, nisnadvut sibor umsarim lohem. The sibor was one who had donated the monies or the funds or maybe the animal itself, but they had given it over to Aaron, so it became his private carbon. Oh, one more discussion for the day. Miluim me'echon lamdu. Where the miluim learned from? Mina karbanos or mi ma'isa bereishis? From the karbanos or from ma'isa bereishis? This is specifically discussing this din of prisha, where Aaron had to be separated from his house. He had to be away from everything for 7 days. Where's that learned from? From karbanos or from ma'isa bereishis? In tamer mina karbanos, if you want to say it's from karbanos, halayla haylech achar yom, the night goes after the day. We know that the majority of karbanos are only allowed to be eaten for a day and a night. That's the day that they are brought, and the night afterwards. So if the prisha of Shiva Simei Miluim is being learned from Karbanos, that means that he was pirish during the day, and then a night of prisha followed a day of prisha. Whereas in Tamer and Maisa Bereishis, if you want to say it's from Maisa Bereishis, Hayoim Haylech Achar Laila, so the day goes after the night. As we know, when Hashem created the world, what does it say? Vayi Erev, Vayi Vayker. So first it's the night, then it's the day. And that would mean by prisha as well, it's first a night, and then a day of prisha. So we're now asked a question. In Tamer and Karbanos, Laila Achrein Ein Layoim. If you want to say it's learned from Karbanos, so this is fine. The last night doesn't have a day afterwards. What's the last night? The last night is the night after the seventh day. So he was pirish on the seventh day, and he's pirish that night, which is what we would call the night of the eighth day. And there's no prisha the day afterwards, because that day afterwards is the eighth day of miluim. And the pasuk doesn't say he has to be pirish for 8 days. It says he only has to be pirish for 7 days. So that's perfectly fine. But in Tamer and Maisa Bereishis, if you want to say he's learned from Maisa Bereishis, Yom Rishon Eloi Laila, the first day doesn't have a night, because the pasuk very clearly tells us that the prisha of the Shiva Simei Miluim starts on the first day. So all the subsequent days have a night before them. That's okay. But the first day of prisha doesn't have a night before it. And it means that it's not 7 full days of prisha. It's not 7 24-hour periods. It's 6 and then only half, which is the first day. And then that's a problem. And we end off with this question without an answer. It seems pretty clear that we learn from Karbanos and not from Maisa Bereishis. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.